Everything's running smoothly.
Uh-oh. What up, Pete? Day one in the trenches. It's your KC Morning Show. My name's Hartzell. Pete Sweeney to my left.
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas City, and we got a great show for you planned. We got news. We got sports. We're going to be going over some of the best things that we like to do in Kansas City to kick this thing off.
Hey, hold on. Just 1 second, because the beat's about to build up a little bit.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. This is your new favorite thing. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm into it yet.
Wait, what? What do you mean you're not into it yet, you fool? Not into it yet, he says. Well, yeah, this is day one of the movement, huh?
This is it. I'll be completely honest. This is the earliest I've ever woken up for work. I don't think I've ever gotten up at 4 a.m. before.
Well, I've done this before. I will say I've done this a little bit before. And I will say
you're going to have to walk me through it because I am a 4 a.m. virgin.
So here's the thing. This is what everybody told me. This is what all the old timers said, is that no matter how often you do it, you're never going to get used to it. You might end up putting up with it a little bit more than you did at day one, but it's always 4 o'clock will always come awfully early.
I typically set my alarm for 6:30. I just try to beat it at a 7 a.m. That's kind of always my goal. This alarm was set for 4:05 a.m., but I was so excited, I got up at 3:45. Somehow my body knew that I needed to get up earlier today.
And how weird is this, man? Because I was thinking the same thing. I barely slept last night. Just a mess. Just the stomach had the butterflies and stuff. Had a nosebleed this morning. LOL, smiley face. You know? And I was thinking about this. What was that?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue. Leave me alone. I'm not going to cut you off.
Please don't, because I don't want to bleed again. Okay. First cut's the deepest. And so I was driving in. I was thinking, man, what are we doing? Wait a minute. Because I'm thinking, man, we got to hurry up because, man, I got to clock in. I don't want boss to be mad. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. This is like, I'm boss. You're
right.
Boss.
You're my boss, and I'm my boss. I'm also my boss.
Like,
you're your boss.
What is this, man? Like, we are
hashtag
doing this.
Work for yourself.
Hey, you got to invest in yourself, baby. You got to put into yourself. And like, I don't know, it's just weird.
Hashtag. I know this is famous too. Hashtag rise and grind.
What time is it, Pete? Come on, man. It's too early for all this. But it was it's cool
here on the show.
It was cool knowing that it's still like, you know,
right.
We give a damn about this. Like this is very much something that we want to make this a staple in the community, man. Like we want to talk to folks. Like this is episode one. So this is setting that bar.
Very,
you know?
low bar.
Though. Oh, no. Listen. What do I always tell you? Like you set that bar low enough so that when it eventually and ultimately falls, you don't want it to
break.
Can't
set it too. I mean, I can't step up like that. I'm going to pull a groin. I'm past 31. I'm 31 years old now.
Yeah. I guess should we get into that? I guess.
No. Far too early in the show to get into my
saying all of that. I'm just saying like you're a 31-year-old sports guy out of KC, out of New York, but now by way of New York to Kansas City.
Editor-in-chief of Arrowhead Pride, which is, I think, the most popular Chiefs website in the city.
I mean, the numbers don't lie, Pete.
Yeah. 610 Sports Radio, work for them. This is just a passion project we've been talking for about 5 months now. Pumped to get it off the ground, man.
Right, let's be real. You didn't think it was going to happen. Come on. We thought, you know what? Maybe if we talked ourselves into enough circles and maybe one of us would say, let's just do it. But I think in the back of both of our minds, we thought, okay, what's our excuse going to be? This time?
Since it's just us here, I mean, working with you, it has its ups and downs. You know, it's very volatile.
Pete, it's show one, man. How are you going to S on me in show one? We're not even 5 minutes in. And
I'm just pulling the curtain back a little bit for the fans, all 10 fans that we have right now.
I think we had like 6 followers. Hey, should we plug some socials, I guess, while we have you early on in the show?
Everything is KC Morning Show, all across the social that we have, except for Instagram, which is KC_Morning Show. PG Sween, everything here, and your stuff is Hartzell965, correct?
Yeah, inexplicably, KC Morning Show was available for most everything. That was awesome. Like that was
this cool logo.
It was fate, you know, that KC Morning Show was just sitting out there. That URL was just sitting there for the taking.
Hashtag blessed. Hashtag rise and grind. Hashtag blessed.
So the show title is going to be rise and grind. Like that's we just came up with the show title. Well, I guess I'll get into mine. Hartzell Gray, I radio guy. You might have heard me at 96.5 The Buzz, where you still can hear me, by the way. Don't think that we're not just going to make more room on the plate. So, right. Yeah, this is, yeah, we're not, we didn't quit any of our jobs because, you know.
Maybe you didn't. Oh, I'm out.
Oh, wow, this guy.
F this.
I feel like.
No, I didn't quit either.
Yeah, you put a lot on me right there, Pete. I was like, I don't know if I can, I can't produce, man. I also can't cut you a check. But no, like well, this is, like you said, it's our passion project. We still have our day jobs. We're not getting paid for this, at least not right now. It's just something that we're passionate about. Like I'm 28, just turned 28, born and raised in KC. I met you through podcasting.
That's right.
As you were living, where were you living back
on
then?
On the streets. Product of the streets.
Man, 5:35. 5:35. You're bringing heat at 5:35 in the morning, Pete. But no, because I was, when you were doing K-Side
Seats. I've always lived in the plaza since I got to Kansas City. I spent some time in North Kansas City. I was doing an unpaid internship to start.
Were you doing that wrestling podcast?
I was living in the plaza.
You were in Kansas City?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm a wrestling guy, and I just, you know, we stick together. It's a small but strong crowd. And so, you know, you try to find these podcasts because we're all niche now. And one of my favorite wrestling podcasts literally was with Pete, Cage Side Seats.
You're welcome.
What was it? It was SB Nation.
SB Nation. Yeah. That's who really houses Arrowhead Pride, too. So they have a wrestling website. I was doing some podcasting for them.
And if you listen to the preview, I mentioned how I got an email that said, welcome to the building, Pete Sweeney. And I went to my phone and pulled up the podcast. I'm like, wait, is that the same Pete Sweeney? And it was. And
you know what they say, never meet your heroes, but sometimes that's okay.
Don't meet your heroes, huh? Don't meet your heroes. That door's right there, Pete. We just talked about how easy this would be just to walk out.
Oh, man.
So you excited, brother? I know we were going to say we wanted just to get into doing the show. We wanted to act like, you know, nothing is different or nothing's new or nothing's, you know, changed. But, you know, as I'm literally just looking around here, man, and like, it's hard not to just kind of take a second and be like, yo, like, this is cool. We really did put a little bit of work into this thing, man, and I hope everybody digs it.
The biggest thing is if you can figure out at the time, if you have an idea that you think is cool, man, you can make it happen. Not to say that this has accomplished anything yet, but we just had an idea, and look at this now. Really excited about it.
We did it because we just kind of decided to do it. We just decided to, you know.
Let's get into some news.
Oh, you want to do the news?
Yeah, let's go, man.
Pete, let's do the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
I mean, man. Just a little bit longer.
This is eventually going to be a problem for my earlobes.
See, this is because I have that problem, Pete, where I get excited. I just kind of, I maybe hold it a little bit
too
long.
I see you. You're jiving right now.
One more time.
Oh, there it is again.
I wanted that beat to drop.
Now you're bopping your head.
I wanted that beat to drop.
Never been this excited about news before.
Real quick. Shout out to Rebecca Mayer. She did all of our imaging, all of our production work. Your intro you just heard, the intro to the show you heard. Rebecca's friend, we go way, way back, know her from the radio station. She's awesome. So if you ever need any audio production or anything like that, hit us up and we'll get you into contact with Rebecca. Because when I sent you the show open, I remember you said, ooh, this is it.
I'll shoot you straight. I mean, you sent me some things I didn't like, but that one that you sent me, I said, wow, this is our sound. This is definitely it.
Well, I mean, that's, wow. I mean.
I just want to make clear that I'm not a pushover when it comes to.
You came in today so aggressive, Pete.
You got to put your foot down on day one. That's really what it comes down to.
Okay, listen. Okay, if this I'm down with that. Let's establish these roles, Pete. I'm okay with that, man. All right, let's do some news, brother. All right, I'm looking at you right now.
How's it look?
Well, you look a little flush.
Yeah.
You look like you might be a little flush in the face.
Getting used to this morning coffee that we have here.
Well, I thought maybe you had a fever.
What's that?
I thought maybe you had a little case of the impeachment fever.
I think that the Democrats are very interested in what she has to say because this is a woman who lost her job as a result of the Trump administration. She had high praise inside the diplomatic community. She lost her livelihood as a result of which he believes was a scheme against her that some of Trump's loyalists were engaged in, including Rudy Giuliani. So I'd expect some tougher questions from Republicans. Democrats view her as a very compelling witness, an unimpeachable witness who can just talk about her perspective on the ground in Ukraine of what it meant to have a president running this very unusual foreign policy. I think that
there you go. So for those keeping track at home, maybe not keeping track. Have you been paying attention with all the impeachment stuff, Pete? Any of that?
A little bit. I mean, from afar, I am in the thick of the NFL season, so it's tough to really get into the weeds with it. But, you know, from afar, I'm just trying to see if there's a reasonable possibility. As I, from what I understand, I mean, it is interesting, but I just... What, on either side of it, I don't ultimately think this is going to come to fruition.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you, Pete. I'm a junkie when it comes to politics. This is kind of my thing.
You love CNN, is what you told me.
No. I love news. I love to be informed. I love
big CNN guy.
Big CNN guy. Facts matter. Truth matters. All that. Listen, everybody gets one for free. CNN, please hit us up. That's kcmorningshow@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Sponsorships, always welcome. But let's get you filled in. So here in a few hours, the second public impeachment hearing of this go-around, impeaching President Donald Trump. Marie Yovanovitch, former U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, testifying today, basically claiming that everything going on in the Ukraine, what some folks are calling an extortion shakedown scheme, she's going to be testifying that she was fired as a result of this irregular channel that was going on with U.S. foreign policy. And in the opinion of the Democrats, an abuse of power, and the I guess in the opinion of the president and the Republicans, it's a perfect phone call. Such is life in 2019. Here we go.
Yeah, it seems really muddled. I don't know what is going to ultimately result in it.
You get an impeachment.
How can people follow along with
everywhere? In fact, it's going to be.
What time does it begin?
I believe 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock this morning, and it's going to be everywhere. I mean, they took all the programming on a bunch of platforms. I mean, here's the thing. Here, no matter where you stand on this, you know, when kids are going to be writing those report, you know, those book reports. There's going to be shots of this impeachment hearing. Like this part of life will be in textbooks. And like I was telling my girlfriend the other day, like, should I be writing in a journal? You know, I feel, should I be included in some little brat's book report in 2037? You know,
I
could be a primary source, Pete.
I don't know about writing a journal for you.
I mean, it's a lot of just my feeling. And oh, by the way, the president got impeached. Also, I'm sad today.
What is that?
You know, just, no, you're not about to open my journal right now. No. Moving on. All right, before we put a button on that, more public hearing going on next week as well. It's a whole series of things. Bill Taylor, George Kent, they testified on Wednesday. A lot of explosive testimony. But like you said, how can you find where to follow? How can you keep track of everything? Just go online, y'all. It is on everyone's mind, and today should be a good one. Today should be a lot of fireworks.
I always say this too, when with something this serious, is try to find as many viewpoints as you can.
Absolutely,
and I think that's important to say, no matter what side you fall on. I'm pretty, I mean, you'll hear it bleed through. I'll pull the curtain back. I'm pretty centrist. I don't really have a dog.
Which I need that. I need you to be that guy.
I don't have a dog in the fight.
You got to pull me back.
Which means everyone is annoyed by my takes. So it's perfect.
Yeah. It's like, make up your mind, guy. Make up your mind.
Right. So,
but no, that's good, because I need you to pull me back, because I want to get, when I get in the weeds, I want to jump right off from that social justice warrior mode. Yeah. Pull me back, brother.
Of course.
All right. News out of KC.
If these organizations in the study and dictate guidelines for patient care all suggest that this conversion therapy is damaging to LGBT individuals, then I would suggest that the city council follow their advice and vote to ban for conversion therapy in our city to protect the rights of our LGBT citizens.
So it was kind of hard to hear some of that because it's just a cell phone video. But yesterday, Thursday, the city council, in a unanimous decision, passed an ordinance that will be banning conversion therapy in Kansas City. I think it's great news.
Tremendous.
Overdue, 100%. But another step in the right direction for our town. Kansas City second now to Columbia. Columbia was the first to that ban that conversion therapy. And for those who don't know what it is, it's terrible. And it's something now that is, you know, unanimously regarded by health professionals as something that is just awful. We should never be doing or should have been doing.
Right.
The idea of, you know, praying the gay away, or essentially a certain set of people, and a lot of these situations, it was a lot of religious groups, is saying that there's something inherently wrong with you that we have to get fixed or get rid of and get right. It's so.
It's become more and more clear over the years
absolutely.
This was an inhumane, incredibly wrong thing. So the fact that your city is now taking a step in the right direction is reason to celebrate
on
this Friday.
I mean, think about the days of, I mean, now, you know, in our mind, it's almost like, how could you believe that we were doing this? But like, think of the days of, you know, mental health in the turn of the century, where you would take out chunks of people's skull and they thought that was how you would fix this. I mean, look at the Kennedys, y'all. Like, do it again. I'm freaking in the weeds, but like, just search some of this stuff. It's unbelievable. But
get the encyclopedia out. You know what I mean?
You know, an encyclopedia.
The K section for Kennedy. That's like, you don't have any encyclopedias in your head? That's how I look up everything. No?
I'm so proud of you. Listen. I told you, you're Encyclopedia Swain.
Nothing like a weighted book to get your information.
Just a nice mothball smell.
People could go on Wikipedia. I mean, your little brother could go in and edit Wikipedia. Give me the book, man. Whoever wrote it, I trust him. I don't know who it is or her. Could be her. Probably him. Encyclopedia. I don't know how many written encyclopedias are anymore. Encyclopedia Britannica. CD-ROM.
I like the way you said that. Say it one more time.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
On a CD-ROM disc?
On a CD-ROM disc.
On a floppy disc?
Hey, I'll show you a floppy disk.
So again, big thanks to the city council for doing just the right decision.
Obvious.
And also, some friends of mine, I actually was lucky enough to interview some of the folks who kind of got the fight going to really get that conversion therapy ban into action. Austin Strassel, if you're listening, my friend, congrats. And Maite Salazar, Zachary Mallory, you may have heard some of his voice during the entire run-up to the passing of the ordinance. Zach's story was all over the place. He was a survivor of conversion therapy. So congrats to our friends, because a win's a win. And
yeah, obviously a big W.
And you got to celebrate the victories, 100%. So Pete, in news, the only way I can describe this story is in news that you didn't need and absolutely would not ask for.
Do you love Twinkies? Love them enough to eat them for breakfast? Well, if you do, your wish may have been answered. Post Consumer Brands and Hostess announced they're teaming up to release Twinkie cereal. The cereal replicates the taste of the snack cakes and will be available on shelves in late December. And a lot of work went into making this cereal, according to Josh Jans, brand manager of cereal partnership at Post Consumer Brands. In a release, he said, knowing that taste remains the number one purchase driver of cereal, we conducted multiple consumer tests and the new Twinkie cereal delivered.
Delivered, he said. No questions asked. Delivered.
Sometimes you really feel your age and you have these get off my lawn moments. There should not be Twinkie cereal. Like, that should not exist.
That doesn't scream Pete all over. That didn't scream like walking into the studio, maybe having a bowl of Twinkies.
I finally understand why when I was like a young kid growing up and I just all I wanted to eat was Cocoa Puffs. My mom was like, you're not having Cocoa Puffs every morning. Mm-hmm. Very clearly understand that you have no understanding of that when you're a kid, but this fits into that. You should not be giving your child Twinkie cereal.
Hold on. What if I told you that?
No.
There's no cream filling, so you save, like, think how many thousand calories you save right
there,
man.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God there's no cream filling.
There was an audio I was going to pull, but I couldn't get it in time. There, some news anchors were reviewing it live on air. And
disgusting.
And one of the guys was just, he was talking about it and just broke characters like, man, this is not a good look. It's like, okay.
Broke the fourth wall?
He did break the fourth wall. He didn't put it over. He didn't do that at all. But I guess we got to get into this, and it's something that it happens far too often, unfortunately. And this is really, before we get into it, another reason why we really wanted to do this show is because... Mm-hmm. Without trying to fluff our ego too much, I think we have a different kind of perspective. You know, I think that I'm a 28-year-old black guy. You're a 31-year-old white dude.
30 fun.
Oh, my God. You are batting 1,000, my friend. Like, you are really coming
feels
in so
feels good knowing
hot.
You're going to make the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean?
Okay. It's so early. I'm just.
We have to tone it down though.
Absolutely. Yeah. And maybe it is nice to keep it light up until we have to, because it is something that we hate to have to get into it so often. But what I was saying is, when it comes to perspectives, man, like, we are now, we are a generation that grew up in school shootings. You know, this is, we are that post Columbine era. And it's, as much as you hate to see it, you hate to talk about it, it is the news. And it's, well, it happened again yesterday morning.
It's a sad day in Saugus. It's a sad day in Los Angeles County and the nation for another tragic shooting at a school.
We were with all of our friends. We heard the gunshots and we just were like, let's go, like, let's run. We heard the one shot and then four after, and we just started running. And just all I heard was all these kids running and just screaming and calling their parents.
Yeah, yesterday right around 7:30, it looks like, Santa Clarita, the Saugus High School, a mass shooting, looks like. As of right now, and we're recording this a little bit before 6 a.m., but as of right now, two students have been confirmed dead, three injured. The shooter, I have not got any new information. I know that the shooter was apparently in also critical condition. I was thinking about this as I was pulling that audio. You know, I worked at the student center at Mizzou. And so we had training one weekend where we came in and we did active shooter drills.
Right.
And it was, I won't ever forget even that very controlled moment. I haven't even forgotten that, man. And one of the things that we did, you know, we had on the PA at the student center, we had audio. They had taken the transcript from the Columbine shooting, and it basically kind of put it in real life, and you went through the training based off of, you know, what we've learned since then, and it was absolutely terrifying. I was and everyone had questions, but we had people hyperventilating, we had people having panic attacks. I mean, it was just, it was, even in that, again, very controlled moment where we're actually trying to learn what to do, just mass hysteria, panic, and I can only imagine what those kids were going through. I mean, these are 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds, man, 16-year-olds.
One of my colleagues was horrified in the fact that his kindergartner has to go through this shooting training, like first graders.
Yeah.
Younger than the kids who were killed yesterday. And you hear that audio, man, and I don't care, no matter how many times that this happens and no matter how normal it's become, the biggest thing is we just can't get comfortable with this.
Right.
I don't know what the answer is. I explained in my head.
And we have the same conversation.
You just asked about impeachment.
Right.
You just asked about impeachment. Yeah. And you know, I don't probably know enough about that because my head is so far deep in the NFL season. And this is another thing, too, where, like, I don't know the details. I don't know exactly what to do. But, shoot, man, something has to be done. And it's one of these things where you have an election coming up next year. I know, you know, I don't want to get into necessarily the weeds of this, but that should be issue number one, 1A, 1B, somewhere along the top where you got to stop this.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, there's.
I don't know what the answer is.
Well, and that's the thing.
I'm not
some
trying
people,
to offend anyone.
And we're going to talk. We're going to talk that stuff out.
Sure.
This is just show one, baby. We're going to talk this stuff out all the time. And, you know, single issue voters sometimes get S'd on, but this is one where I get it. Like, if your single issue is gun reform, I totally understand. I, you know, again, we won't get in the weeds right now, which we will later, but, you know, I do.
What a tease.
I see it. What a tease, right? What a tease. I see a through line, and, you know, a gun's a gun. It's in my opinion, and we'll move on real quick. It's just, you know, that thing was made to do one thing, kill something. You know, so that's where I'm at on that. And I wanted to finish our news headlines minus sports. I wanted to finish it with something feel good. It's a feel good Friday, Pete. You know, something that was gonna get us, you know, in the good,
get us back
in the good kind of the good kind of feels. And it didn't start out great because this article led with
I'm reading it right now.
20 car hold up. Oh. On the Beltway in Houston. I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound excellent. 20 cars blocking the highway. This doesn't sound ideal. Well, it actually ends up being a great story. Why those cars were blocking the highway, a dog got loose. Here is the owner got in an accident.
Can I ask you this? Who let the dogs out?
So their Who? Owner was in a an accident, and dog got out. I'm moving on. And what happens is just the best, because you know what, Pete? Teamwork makes dreams work.
First thing that hit our mind was, oh my God, it's a dog on the side of the road in the middle of traffic. So everybody was on the same page. It seemed like it was really like a team-oriented thing, because everybody at the same time just slowed down, put flashers on, and immediately the first thing everyone cared about was taking care of that dog. We tried to call the dog. Of course, you can see in the video of me trying to get him to come over, and he didn't have any interest. I'm sure he was terrified. My wife had a water and bowl, cooled it down a little bit, and the owner, they were just good relief. The first thing.
So everything is all's well that ends well.
Frogger is a fun arcade game. I don't think anyone wants to play Dogger. You know what I mean? That's really what this comes down to.
Pete, what you got? What you got for me, man?
Turning the page to the sports side of things, the thing everybody is going to be talking about today, whether you're in Kansas City or anywhere else, the Cleveland Browns played the Pittsburgh Steelers last night on Thursday Night Football. If you remember, Kareem Hunt was a member of the Chiefs. He was in that game. It was a division game in the AFC, and it really turned ugly toward the end.
What happened, man? Because I went to sleep. So, well, I tried to go to sleep, and it wasn't a close game.
A lot of the game. Pittsburgh was dominated by the Browns pretty much throughout. And then toward the end of the game, it actually happened after I went to bed, because I said, oh, this game's over. I'm going to go try to get some Z's before doing this big show.
Catching some Z's.
That's right. Mason Rudolph, the quarterback of Pittsburgh, got in a little bit of a scuffle with Myles Garrett, a defensive end for the Cleveland Browns. And Garrett ends up taking Rudolph's helmet off and then smacks him over the head with it.
He's trying to kill this man? Did he Game of Thrones that?
So
Hold on.
Even if you're a casual sports fan, or even if you are not interested, this is something a lot of people will be talking about.
Yeah, because I didn't see this. You told me this as I walked in. So what? I don't understand. Like, this wasn't a close game. Was there a back and forth throughout the game?
To be fair, if you look at the scuffle, Rudolph at first, you know, this was after the whistle, is trying to grab Garrett's helmet. Okay. So then Garrett is in a fit of rage, freaks out, and this is one of the strongest players in the NFL,
huge.
A top pick
before
for the Browns. He rips Rudolph's helmet off, is able to do it, and then smacks him on the head with it.
See, that's too much testosterone. That's too much testosterone.
People will debate this all day. It's eventually going to end up in a suspension for
absolutely.
Garrett. And it's tough for the Browns because they're on a little bit of a roll now. That would have been the second win in a row, a 21-7 win over the Steelers. They're trying to get back in the playoff mix. They already have 6 losses, so this will be a big hit for them. On Garrett, who was having a pretty good season, just a really dumb mistake that I think everyone will be talking about today.
Baker Mayfield can kick rocks.
In Kansas City, of course, we're always bearing the lead. Patrick Mahomes' injury update. Remember, he came back last game. Patrick was asked, hey, when is the last time you felt this good?
I would probably say going into the Jacksonville game, just being able to not have to worry about the ankle or not have to worry about the knee, and just being able to go out there and play football the way that I've played it my whole career so far.
Watch out, NFL. If Patrick Mahomes feels nearly 100%, he's going to be back to that MVP caliber. You're going to see him on Monday night. There's no game this weekend. It happens Monday night, so we'll have another chance to talk about this in depth on Monday, because that's when the game is. But that is a very, very good sign. I know the Chiefs have been up and down. If you've just been following this.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Chiefs Twitter was on fire last weekend. is there any reason for us to freak out? I think we're fine. We're fine.
So he had this left ankle injury, and then the kneecap made him sit out, and now he's a little bit more rested, and I think it's going to help him ultimately. Like, he needed to take some time off anyway.
I mean, he threw for like 500 yards last week.
440, yes, jeez, and 3 touchdowns. It's still one of the best players in the NFL. I think he ends up getting back in the MVP race. That remains to be seen.
Okay, I was going to ask you that because it's basically between him and our boy from
Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, and I think Christian McCaffrey of the Panthers, the white running back, which I know you enjoy.
The Great White Hope, my favorite.
He has an opportunity to maybe get in that.
Find the hole, baby.
Very rare for a running back to.
He hustles so hard, He really hustles. A lot of grit.
The Chiefs return, as I said, to Mexico City on Monday night. If you remember last year, the game was supposed to be in Mexico City, ended up getting moved to L.A. because the field was beat up. Clark Hunt, the owner of the Chiefs, was asked about the field this year.
Our field staff has been in contact with the league, who's been in contact with the representatives in Mexico City who've been taking care of the field. It's a completely different field, and it's in much better condition.
So if you have tickets to go to Mexico City, this time you should be okay. I think this game is going to happen in Mexico. They've been monitoring this. The NFL is not going to get embarrassed 2 years
in a row. So what's the point? Are we getting a team? Is that the point? Are they trying to get a team in Mexico? Is that the point?
It is just simply NFL expansion. If there's ever going to be a team in another country, I think it'll be London first. But that's still,
what was that?
I would say, half a decade away at least.
What was that? It was NFL Europe? Was that a thing?
For a little bit.
Back in the day?
Yeah, Brock Lesnar. I know a WWE wrestler, he was involved in that. I think even Roman Reigns was involved in that.
Suplex City.
But yeah, no, NFL Europe didn't work. So they're going to be very careful with adding a team in another country. It would have to be a bona fide NFL team.
So who loses a home game?
The Chargers.
The Chargers.
Basically,
lose okay.
The teams kind of volunteer to do it. They say it's okay with the hope of, okay, this will better the league, make us more money. Eventually, everyone pitches
in. You're our Chiefs guy, so I want you. Like,
the Chiefs did a couple
you're
of years
a guy
ago.
For this.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, totally correct me on this. Isn't Clark Hunt, doesn't he have something to do with when it comes to the teams traveling and doing like the international stuff?
He used to be, I think, more involved in the international committee, but he's actually been switched to the finance committee. So the NFL really trusts him.
Impeachment's taking over everything.
He's
huh?
still involved.
Switching committees.
He's
left
still
and right.
involved in the international stuff, but has taken a little bit of a back seat there.
He'll be on judiciary next season.
But again, this is good news. The game will happen in Mexico City. Maybe last sports news, and this is a little bit lighter. The Miami Marlins minor league affiliate is moving from New Orleans to Wichita. In New Orleans, the Miami Marlins were known, their AAA affiliate, they were known as the New Orleans Baby Cakes. So they're moving to Wichita. They need a new name. They're not going to be the Wichita Baby Cakes. But
I mean,
they
why not? They
came up with...
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
The Wichita Wind Surge, which is getting a lot of flack. Some reactions from the Wichita Eagle from fans, lame. Disappointing, the worst. I'm embarrassed for you all. And here's the best one that I saw. I have wind surge after drinking beer and eating tacos. So
the
Wichita,
surge.
Not too pumped about the wind surge.
The old rumbling, stumbling wind surge. Wichita, right?
Yeah.
Call them the old Wichita cold fronts, am I right?
Speaking of cold fronts, quick update if you're just waking up. 7 a.m., 26 high, so layer up.
Really
should get nicer
that.
in the high 40s, low 50s by mid-afternoon. So it's going to be one of those days that's a little bit of both.
I like to see that.
So dress accordingly.
I like to see that. Wichita cold fronts with a KC Morning Show sticker on a jersey. That's what I want to see.
I think that was the first weather report that I've ever given, so you're welcome for that dress. What you should wear today is something that you could take the layers off as the day goes on.
Wow. Did you just paint a picture for him,
just
too?
Just Nelly it up.
God, that degree of yours, how much that thing cost?
A couple bucks,
huh?
Still paying. Thank you, Syracuse.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
We are back. KC Morning Show. My name is Hartzell Pete Sweeney. To my left. So far, so good. Man, how was the news? We just did the news.
So far, so good. I feel like the show is going well. I'm afraid that you're going to tap me and say it's not recording or something. Is everything good?
You could see that, couldn't you?
No.
I was trying to... I thought if I could play through the motions, you wouldn't know that nothing's actually being recorded right
goodness.
Now. But hell, man, so far, so good. I hate to, you know, I hate to pat myself on the back. That's so not like me.
You don't hate that. That's the thing about you. You don't hate patting yourself on the back.
So as we're kicking off this KC Morning Show, thank you all so much for listening. We're about 30 minutes or so in, and if you're still kicking it with us, then
you
are the MVP.
Thank you for staying here.
Thank you. It's nice to know we're not talking to the void, you know?
If you're still here, tweet at us that you've made it to minute 34.
Yo,
thank you.
Absolutely. I want a minute-by-minute
update. If you've made it to minute 34,
absolutely.
What is it, at Hartzell 3... Hartzell 965.
I like to think you're going to go at Hartzell 316 for Stone Cold. So I'm going to let that slide.
I don't
slide.
Know how I forgot.
I'm going to let it go.
And then at PG Sween on Twitter, if you've made it to minute 34, that'd be nice to know.
Hashtag KCMS. And what we forgot to talk about before is we have a phone line, which I believe that phone line also lets us have a text line, 816-200-2886. Is that right? Did I just nail that or not? The preview pod, it was
228-68.
What did I say? 86. Okay, I did. One more time, Pete. Again, this is what he did weather, so now he's a professional. Give us that number one more time.
816-200-2868. Again, make sure you bundle up. It's cold out there.
Oh, see that? God. Silky Sween. Silky Sween. So we wanted to talk a little bit about, I guess, just Kansas City. You know, if we're going to have the name in the title, I feel like you can't step on the lead. So I guess what we were kind of, what we're going to be doing, and this is going to be a kind of a working list. This is like our big Google Doc. This is our KC Google Doc. You know, we want to get into Kansas City, and this is going to be a constantly evolving thing. So, like, I very much plan on you and me doing some of the speakeasy tours, some of the old school Prohibition Kansas City type tours.
Our plan is to bring the show out to you too. So
absolutely.
Well, we want to visit places. We want to be able to talk about them on the podcast. So if you have anything going on, be it an event, be it a new bar, a new restaurant,
nonprofit,
if you're doing something cool, you're doing art in the city for some reason, contact us, please. kcmorningshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you're doing. We'll either have you in here, we'll come to you. We'd like to visit your event, maybe do a video, do some interviews. So
that's one of the nice things about, you know, as we had to build this room, which, by the way, love to Unlabeled Music Services. We are here at the at the privilege of the Unlabeled.
The show's coming to you from the heart of Westport, Unlabeled Music Services, by the way, and this is something that you should know about. They have a service called the Unlabeled Experience, and it's great for birthday parties. You can bring your friends in here. They have, what is it, an auto-tune machine in there for karaoke.
Oh, my God, Pete, stop it. You never sounded more 31 than calling it an auto-tune machine.
Is it an auto-tune machine?
Hey, the kids doing it. The T-Pain's and all the...
If it doesn't work, sometimes you just got to hit it, and then it's good to go.
Have you tried restarting it?
Yeah.
Sorry, your voice is off. You tried restarting it. No, this is Unlabeled is great. Our guys Cesar and Grant. It's a record label. Let's just call it what it is. So yeah. We got studios everywhere. A lot of folks from Strange Music also record out of Unlabeled here. Yeah, we're pushing this Unlabeled experience. There we are. And you come hang out with groups, record mixtapes, come kick it in the studio if you want us to come hang
like
out.
Cocktails.
We're using one of the cocktail tables right now.
That's
as a tripod because this is a DIY podcast. So yeah, if you got any questions, just hit us up or just Google Unlabeled. And again, we're doing it in the heart of Westport because this is a Kansas City show.
That's right.
Damn it.
Let's get into it then.
Let's get into it. So Kansas City over everything. We're trying to put a working master plan together. And so what we're trying to talk about, some of our favorite spots in Kansas City, kind of our Kansas City to-do list. Before we get into that, I figure that, Pete, what is Kansas City to you right now, man? As someone who is not originally from here,
right,
a bit of a transplant.
Sure. I got here in 2014. I basically said it the other day. When I was here, I was doing an unpaid internship with the Kansas City Chiefs. I was living with a friend for very, 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 very cheap. Hashtag thank you, Mitch, for letting me stay at your house. There was no Uber. I kind of got here right before, I think.
What year was it?
2014.
2014, that's right.
I feel like I got here right before the budding explosion that was about to happen. I caught Kansas City, I think, in the last stages of, like, not being a what you would call, like, a with-it city.
God, what a bandwagon guy you are. We had to put all the work in.
I got here right before. And then I just saw things that... They got Uber. Everybody uses it now. That's the main thing.
You got an Uber.
But I've been
sold.
Able to see.
Got an Uber. I'm sold.
Even the steps in the past 5 or 6 years have been incredible. And I think over the next decade, you're going to see Kansas City go from what wasn't really known to one of those destination cities where people want a vacation. I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff coming. In my world, the NFL draft is a huge deal in 2023. I think the World Series Championship helped with that. Patrick Mahomes, who is on your T-shirt, has helped with that because Kansas City Chiefs are going to be in big games for the next 10 years.
Get that on the camera. Yeah. Look at them lips on that.
You can almost hear that shirt.
It really is aggressive. Listen, Charlie Hustle, we love y'all, but it's an aggressive shirt.
Don't wear that around your girlfriend, man.
Right? Listen, I'm already got 2 strikes with Pat anyway.
That's right.
I guess when I was driving in, I was thinking, you know, what is Kansas City to me right now? Kansas City... it's one of the few places, especially one of the few like major cities, where I still think there's a chance for
so
some.
You're saying there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance. There's a chance where you could still make something, where you could still have a rags to riches story.
Sure.
Now, do I think that narrative is changing? Perhaps. Yeah, and that's not awesome. But what I also think is happening right now in Kansas City is that we realize that there is, we are in the middle of a crossroads. Isn't the right word, because we've been headed on the right direction for a long time. I think everyone has been pretty pleased with the way our city's been ran, from Mary Kay Barnes to Mayor Sly James, Bowtie Sly, who we got the book right there, Mayor Sly and the Magic Bowtie.
I think it's going from the Paris of the Plains to, like, it just simply wants to be Paris, not to say that.
Absolutely. We just want to be Paris. And we just want to be Kansas City.
Exactly. But you know what I mean? And not obviously not going to be Paris. Like, let's get that out of the way. But at the same time, it just wants to be itself.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't need to be this. Well, it was a flyover country. No, Kansas City's badass, just like Denver, just like Chicago. You know what I mean?
And that's what's great is that, like, that's why I was saying a crossroads is not the right word, but maybe a checkpoint. Maybe a checkpoint. I think we've all, as we moved and we're expanding, we brought so much new revenue in and all the new high rise and all those things. I think some of us have also said, hey, maybe we should just take a breath, make sure that all of our folks are getting some love. Let's make sure all of us, you know, when the what's the phrase I always try to steal? When the tides rise, all the boats go up high. That's not how it goes, but it's something like, you get the point of it.
When the tides are high, the boats go up high. Hartzell Gray, November 15th, 2019.
I want this immortalized forever. Can we pull that and put that as a sweeper, maybe? Let's do that.
I sure hope not.
I think we are at a really just awesome time in Kansas City where, like I said, we're self-aware enough to know that we want to get better, and I think we've got enough heart. We're just genuine, and maybe that's it. We're just still genuine, you know, for good or for bad.
I've traveled a lot now, too, originally from the East, and I spent time in Arizona and even Montana, Florida for a little bit, upstate New York going to school. I've never seen a city more enthusiastic about itself, and I think that's one of the cooler things about it.
Let's do some quick hits, huh? You want to do some quick KC hits?
Sure.
On our to-do? This is your KC Morning Show. My name's Hartzell. That is Pete Sweeney. All right, let's just do some get-to-know-you questions, okay? Favorite barbecue, Pete? What you got?
I'm a little bit new school here. I love Q39. I know.
Oh no!
I know that it's not a classic.
God, let me duck tomatoes right now. duck tomatoes immediately.
I'm sorry. I know it's not a popular answer,
and
that's not my favorite.
That's not me burying Q39, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm just saying
you're not going to be welcome there in a second. It sounds like
I should probably just shut up, right? Sponsors pending.
I know it's not one of the classic four, but at the same time, to me, it's the best.
I'm a Gates guy. If I'm going to say. On the spot, what is my favorite? Yeah, it's Gates. But I do get a lot of Joe's KC at the station. I'll be totally honest with you.
Yeah.
So they're very nice.
Sometimes it's your only meal all day.
It's my only meal all week.
That's right.
All day.
No wonder you're so skinny.
And I do not share. I do not share. I'm not going to lie to you. We got to bring some protein shakes.
Maybe that's the way I could lose.
I am looking decrepit today.
Maybe that's the way I could lose more weight. Just eat one Joe's KC sandwich a week.
Maybe have a toast a day. One slice of toast, you know. Listen, look around you, Pete.
We had to put a little
money in this, all right? So overdrafting's been a thing.
I told my friend, I was like, I'd like to drop a few pounds, and he's like, dude, just eat a toast, a banana, and a yogurt, and then don't eat for the rest of the day. And I'm like, I don't know if that's the way to do it.
Oh no! None of the things that we do here is healthy.
Mm.
But yes, radio, baby,
yeah,
rock and roll,
right,
rock and roll, and radio, because that's the thing.
Have to order breakfast in.
Beer, Pete. What are we thinking when it comes to local beer? And I feel like we can name a bunch in this situation, because that's another thing about the rise of Kansas City. This the expansion of cool stuff and like the craft beer explosion. Funny that I was coming in today, and I'm happy that I was able to turn on the news. Thank you, Channel 9. Did know that they did the news this early in the morning, but that's a thing. And I was coming in, they were saying this is the 30th anniversary for Boulevard.
That's great.
Like
yeah.
This weekend, I did not realize.
Boulevard's a treasure. I think KC Beer Co. is great. Casual Animal, Stockyards comes to mind.
Oh yeah, I need to go down there.
And there's so many options. Like that's what's cool. I found Strange Days the other day.
Yeah.
Out of the blue, which was cool.
They had they have a leggings one I used to have that they made. That was pretty good. A leggings ale or something like that.
That's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, this has really become a brewery city, which is cool.
Well, we got some behind you. Got Tank 7 behind you over there. Got a crane. Got a space camper from Boulevard. So yeah, we've got plenty of space here too. Oh, there's a, I got my Crown Town. I had to bring that one in. I had to find that Crown Town ale. There's not a whole lot of those left, Pete. So yeah, if you got some booze or anything you want us to rep behind us, because we got a video part of this podcast too, and we got plenty of space.
We're gonna have guests in as well from time to time, and what we're gonna say is, you bring a little trinket and you get a KC Morning Show mug. So it's gonna be a trade.
And these mugs, if I'm being honest with you, are not the worst. Wait, where's that camera at? I'm gonna look at my angle. Where's my
that's
angle?
That's good advertising there. They're on sale for nothing. You can't get them anywhere.
Hey,
so.
In post, can you put a little ding when I smile?
Of course. That
ding.
Okay.
Do that for me. All right, we'll see. Okay, we got some beers. How about venues, Pete? Not just concerts, but maybe favorite bars, just places you have found yourself hanging out at more often than not.
Well, we're right here. We're about a couple blocks away from Kelly's. Kelly's has always been my favorite.
Big Kelly's guy.
Through close friends, they knew their family, and I've gotten to know their family over the years, and it's been really cool.
You did your Dirty 30 there.
Right, one if year.
That was our,
ago.
Oh, wow, our first out-of-work activity. Mm.
Haven't hung out since.
I feel, and man, I showed up a certain kind of way.
You were.
I apologize, man.
You were special H that day is what I like to call you.
Man, 6:15, still going strong, Pete. Still going strong, man.
Like
you
that
are,
pink bunny.
You are, oh, God, you are just so witty today. You're so witty today. So, yeah, Big Kelly's guy. Anywhere else?
I mean, I go to a lot of different places. I have that passport, so you know, I like to go to different places in the Crossroad and downtown. Nothing that is more regular. Like, I don't really have a ton of regular places I go.
I'm a big Up-Down kind of guy.
Up-Down's fun.
Love going to Up-Down.
I like Up-Down during the week because I just want to play anything that I want, like, within 10 minutes. If you go on the weekend sometimes, I mean, that place is packed.
And they used to have the WrestleMania pinball. Oh, that WrestleMania pinball used to be my jam,
They
man.
Took that away?
Yeah, they had to move some stuff around. Now I'm on Game of Thrones.
They give it to you
now.
In your basement?
Listen. Why are you saying my business out on the radio? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing
Gotta
that?
Gotta get that in here.
River Market or River Key?
I think River Market. What's River Key? Am I behind here?
I'm so excited for this podcast. So that's how I had a conversation with a friend of mine a couple weeks ago, and so he was saying how I can tell when you were born. When you were bornish in Kansas City, I said, why is that?
I'm Kansas City born in 14, so I'm about 5 years old.
so you're walking and talking, huh?
Hi, Hartzell.
Do I sound like a 5 year old?
So we're doing voices now. So we're doing voices.
Barack, right. Is that you?
Hey, everybody. I heard my name being said, and I did not want to get to. I wanted to see y'all do a show, and I didn't want to have. I didn't want to bug Hartzell and say, "Hey, have me on the show." But but since I was brought into discussion, I do want to say on behalf of Michelle and Sasha and Malia, Bo, and even that rascal Sonny.
Oh,
I just want to wish you guys the best in your KC Morning Show. Yes, you can, and yes, you did.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Back to you, Hartzell.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. So, it's so nice to have him on the show.
Our first guest was Barack Obama.
It's really nice to be able to call in 44 when I need him, you know?
It's excellent.
What were we talking about? I was distracted by the president. See what you did?
River Key.
River Key, yes. Okay, so River, by the way, it's Key with a Q, Q-U-A-Y.
Okay.
That was how, like... Before it was really gone by River Market, it was River Keys. You had the Folgers Coffee downtown.
Gotcha.
My dad had a studio. He's a photographer, and he had a studio down there in what, you know, I think is pretty much where the streetcar stand is now, basically that area. And I just remember every morning waking up to that coffee smell, and Pops would wake us up, and he's a photographer, so we'd have the green room. Or not green, we'd have the dark room. Hmm. So I just remember the, like, combination of chemicals and coffee and downtown, because you had a little bit of that muskiness.
Funky flavor.
And this is, Dad left in early 2000s, so this is still, like, we hadn't made that new surge yet. So that's one of the memories I always have. When I think of River Key, I think of that part of KC as River Key, and now the second phase, I guess, in my life is like the River Market phase. Okay, before we wrap up on our KC to-do list, because this is going to be a working list, so we're going to keep updating this thing.
Yeah.
Just some hot spots that I want to make sure that we can do together. And maybe we can do it with some friends of the show, too. Union Station.
Yeah.
So much history there. World War I Museum, Worlds of Fun. Not going to lie to you, I'm not a coaster guy.
No.
So I will hold all your bags and your purchases, and I will eat all the food and drink the $40 tall boys. And I'm going to have a great time. But that's it. Don't expect to get
you
me
want,
on a ride.
You want 2 feet on the ground at all times.
Yes.
I understand that.
Yes, I do. There's a Nickelback song there. I can't get it out right now, but I know it's right there.
Leave it in there, please.
Leave it in there. Nelson Atkins, we're big fans of the Kauffman Center. So we just want to do a KC show. The Mutual Music Foundation, 18th and Vine, the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, the Jazz Museum. So much awesome Kansas City stuff. And the best part is that it's the in-between things that we don't even know about right now.
Right.
That we're still discovering.
I want to find the crevices. Give us the crevices.
Pete. It's too early in the morning to be saying crevice like that.
I want to see each and every crevice.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Flicks on Friday. So this is going to be our movie portion of the podcast, because we're trying to bring you some gimmicks. We're big wrestling people. Life is wrestling, and radio is wrestling. Everything is professional wrestling. You gotta have a gimmick.
That's right.
Gotta live the gimmick. So on Fridays we're gonna do Flicks on Friday, and this is our first show. Next week, fingers crossed, if I got everything good to go, we're gonna have our movie person come in.
Awesome.
Got Sean Edwards coming in. Channel 4, Fox 4, if you guys are familiar with Sean, friend of...
I hope he knows that he's coming.
He got a text a couple days ago.
Okay.
I'll remind him next week.
Did he answer?
He did.
Oh,
he's
well,
excited.
That's,
no,
that's
he's
a good thing.
And we're going to talk to him about some other stuff. He produces a lot of stuff now. He's got a couple of movies he's involved in. And just a really, really good dude. So we're going to be doing some movies. I'm trying to get this... Pete, this podcast is a bit of a long con for us. Listen, what if
we're going to have a second episode, you're saying?
Oh, yeah, we're going to have many episodes, because I'm trying to become an Oscar voter, baby. I'm trying to get a vote in this thing.
I have to wake up at 4 a.m.
So as we get ready for Flicks on a Friday, we got some new movies that dropped. Thought we'd play some trailers, see what we thought about it. Have you been following along in the movie season?
Are you
a movie guy?
I do enjoy movies. It's tough during the regular season
in the
NFL.
That's right, you're always busy.
I'm telling you, the regular season in the NFL, but it is 16 weeks of 52 weeks, so my schedule opens up when I'm not constantly having to worry about games.
All right, full disclosure, I'm going to sound like an ass, and that's fine, but this is my one flex, okay, is that I go see movies, Alamo Drafthouse, one of my favorite spots. I'm on a list. It's called the Clifford List. It's like the Big Red Dog.
I gotta tell you something. I didn't realize I was doing a podcast with someone so important.
I know, right?
Oh my god!
I'm on a Clifford List. Yeah, that the Big Red Dog made a list.
I'm starting
for me.
To sweat all.
And that list lets me. I get to watch some. I watch movies for free.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
It's the biggest flex I've ever had. Wow. Like, I'm not gonna lie. That
You're
is
so cool.
That is the coolest
you
thing
are.
About me. And I have a blue check mark.
You're awesome.
Oh, man, there's so much to choose from. So much awesome.
You're
to
really
from.
Great.
How are you feeling right now? Because I feel like...
Me? I'm in awe.
Yeah, right?
I am around just such an important guy.
I as you should. Let's check out Ford versus Ferrari.
Look out there. Out there is the perfect lap. You see it?
I think so.
A Ford.
Correct.
How long did you tell them that you needed? 200-300 years?
90 days.
Ford versus Ferrari, starring Matt Damon, Christian Bale.
Anything with Matt Damon, sign me up.
Anything with Matt Damon and Christian Bale, sign me up. It actually looks great. This is the and I'm not gonna pretend like I'm a car guy. Like I could be the biggest poser right now. This is obviously about the rivalry between Ford and Ferrari. I mean, it's in the title. I mean, come
right.
On. Shelby.
I do know car guy. There is every friend group has car guy.
I am not car guy.
And you're like, look,
I am not car
it's
guy.
It's the dude or the lady who looks across the street and says, oh, you know what? And then just names 1972 Buick Skylark.
I'm like, yeah.
And boom, knows it.
Yeah. I can turn a car on and turn it off. That's cool. But no, it looks awesome. I mean, the cast is great. And like I said, it's Christian Bale and Matt Damon. So I feel like that's all you need to know.
What else we got?
And it's got a bunch of good reviews. So Rotten Tomatoes. Ooh, can you pull up some Rotten Tomatoes scores?
Sure.
You want to do that for me?
What's next on the list?
Why don't you go ahead and pull up for Charlie's Angels?
You are in the presence of angels.
Hello?
You're in grave danger. Get out of there now.
Boom! What up, Patrick Stewart?
Charlie's Angels, for what it's worth, a 58% score, and Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, really? That's a bummer.
A 91. So that's a little bit better.
Oh, I mean, this is what the, how many, what reboot number is this for Charlie's Angels?
The Irishman, which is out right now, 96% on
I
that
didn't
one.
Pull that audio, Pete. Why are you saying that? I didn't pull it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Beth. I'm just reading the highest scored movie.
Oh, for the new ones coming out this weekend?
Yep.
Charlie's Angel, this go around, that one stars Kristen Stewart, Naomi Scott, and Ella Balinska.
Okay, well, there you go.
Really, it was 58%? That's too bad.
Ford versus Ferrari, that's a good score, though. Anything over 90 is pretty good for Rotten Tomatoes. It doesn't look like, it looks like maybe you should wait for a nice winter night at home for Charlie's Angels, though.
Take a look at this one. Pull up The Good Liar for me.
Is that why you think you do it? For the money. It's the game. It's the adrenaline rush. What if it is? And we're tickety-boo.
You're becoming a very good liar.
Boom! That stars Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen.
Hot 60 on RT.
Listen, and if we're going to be on, talking about a hot 60. Miss Helen Mirren, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh wow!
That one was a hard one for me to find a whole like a plot. I guess it takes a lot of twists and turns. I'm not gonna see it. I'll be totally honest with you. That one just is not in my wheelhouse.
The movies, which one would you be most likely to see?
Oh, Ford Ferrari for sure. I probably will see that, and I'm gonna see it because I'm on the Clipper list at Alamo Draft House.
Looks like Jesus Christ! It looks like Al Pacino and Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci are in The Irishman, epic gangster drama that earns its extended runtime. The Irishman finds Martin Scorsese revisiting familiar themes to poignant, funny, and profound effects. So that's another one that's out there. But let's be honest.
Right. Look, can we just talk about what you actually want to talk about? Come on.
Nobody's going to the movie theater this weekend.
You know what we're doing? We're going to sit on that couch, me and you getting cozy, watching some Disney
you
Plus,
and I.
Baby.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to, you and me.
Not sitting on my lap.
Impressive. Most impressive.
The KC Morning Show.
So that was one you didn't like, right? You didn't like that one, did you? That was one of the sweepers that you know. Because earlier you were saying how there's stuff I sent you that you didn't love. There's stuff you did love, like our intro to the news, end of the show, but, you know, our in-between transition.
I don't know if I appreciate you airing my dirty laundry out here in the air.
What have you been doing that all show? It's show one.
I would not.
That's a good one.
I'm holly and jolly. We're near to the Christmas season. That's how I feel today.
I just wanted to work in a Star Wars thing. You know that. You know I wanted to work in a Star Wars thing. All right, man. We're getting ready to wrap this thing up here pretty quick because we're going. We're trying to keep this show. Again, this is your KC Morning Show. My name's Hartzell. That's Pete. To my left, we want to keep this to like an hour-ish. That's kind of the plan. It's an aspiration right now.
It'd be good for a commute and maybe a little bit more in your morning at work. And that's kind of the wheelhouse we're going to aim for. It looks like we're going to extend a little bit more than an hour today, but we're going to try to keep it under an hour most days.
But just a little bit. We're actually wrapping up because we do also, as we wrap up the show, we want to let you know what's going on in the meantime before we see you. And this just so happens to be a Friday, which means we got some weekend previews that we can let you know about.
Right. In concerts this week, the Chainsmokers are at the Sprint Center on Friday night.
And hold on. I just love that you're talking music. Come on, can you just do that all over again?
The Chainsmokers are at the Sprint Center Friday night and right across the street at KC Live. It's 2019 Rock the Kettle, a free concert benefiting the Salvation Army will feature plain White Tees, the Mowglis, and New Politics.
Oh my God.
Saturday night at the Midland, you have The Neighborhood. Looks like they misspelled it a little bit, but that's probably for effect. Ooh, what's this?
Keep going. No, keep going, guy. Keep going.
Suddenly want to take my clothes off.
To the plain white tees?
Mm. Ooh.
You're not going to be able to finish this, are you?
Call me Delilah.
Oh, Delilah? Delilah?
This is the plain white tees, no?
Yes, it is. Circa 2005.
So that is Rock the Kettle, which is, again, a free concert benefiting the Salvation Army. It's the Plain White Tees, Hey Delilah, I'm sure they'll play that, the Mowglis, and New Politics. The Mowglis, they sing that San Francisco song I like. See, you'd think I can't talk
Look
music.
Look at you. Okay.
Who likes old politics? I'm all for new politics. That's what I know about them. And everyone's a member of the neighborhood.
You're nailing it, Pete. You're nailing it.
Again, have an event we need to know about. You can contact us on Twitter. There are a million ways to contact us.
Yep.
But write to us will be kcmorningshow@gmail.com. Quickly in sports this weekend in basketball, KU hosts Monmouth tonight, 7 p.m. In football this weekend, Saturday, Kansas takes on Oklahoma State at 11 a.m. That's on Fox Sports 1. Mizzou takes on number 11 Florida at the same time on CBS.
M-I-Z.
And then a little bit later in the day, K-State versus West Virginia at 2:30 on ESPN. If you're a football fan, it's your day to watch. It's your day on Sunday to watch other teams. The Chiefs don't play to Monday night. I'll have a good preview for you.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
On Monday.
Yeah, you're going to find yourself with all this time off?
I'm going to just find a way to make sure you don't know where I am, I think.
No, you're going to find a way to make sure I make it here Monday morning.
Yeah, that's
that's what you're going to do.
That is going to be important. Your weather again for the day, 26 right now. It's 7 a.m. Gets a little bit warmer as the day goes on. So it's one of those tweener outfits that you have to wear that you could shed in the afternoon. Look at that, tweener. You like that?
Wow. Tweener for the swiener.
Oh my goodness.
That's your meteorologist name. Well, my name is Hartzell. That is Pete. This is your KC Morning Show. Again, if you would like to reach out, you want to get a hold of us, Pete, plug those socials again because I've already forgot.
That's right. KC Morning Show everywhere on every social media except for Instagram. It's KC_Morning Show. We're going to be rolling with the Instagram. You'll see videos pop up today on the Twitter and
rolling
whatnot.
Like a pimp.
He's Hartzell 965 everywhere. I am PG Sween everywhere.
Oh, hold on. Before we leave,
S-W-E-E-N.
I'm hoping that by the time this gets posted, maybe this will be on the on iTunes. Having a little bit of a delay right now,
you're probably listening to us on Spotify, Google Play.
Right.
I've been told we'll click in today. And then iTunes, we're hoping sometime this weekend.
Tim better watch out, man.
We're going to be
Tim
linking
Cook
from
better
Spotify
watch out.
Today. Tim Cook, you're talking about.
Shots fired.
We did this podcast, and we'll do every podcast for the time being from Unlabeled Music Services. This is your podcast as much as it is ours. Get in touch with us.
Absolutely. My name's Hartzell. That's Pete, your KC Morning Show. We'll see you in the morning.
Good day to be a Kansas Cityan.
It's a good day to be Pete Sweeney.
I like your style, dude.
The KC Morning Show.